emotions, mortifying, mixed with our own insecurities, nightmare. And in the case of long-term relationships, people always tell you the sex goes away anyway. So what does it really matter if it goes away a little sooner than you wanted it to? Isn't the other stuff much more important, like being compatible and him being a good person and potentially a great father? Because it's such a psychologically complex issue, and talking about it is so excruciating, I would almost be able to settle for the relationship with the guy who only likes sleepovers, or the boyfriend with the presumed low sex drive. I mean, he still enjoys my company. I might be able to sleep next to the guy who has stopped wanting to have sex with me without saying a peep, or keep dating the guy who seems to want to be my boyfriend but doesn't seem to have any interest in ever seeing me naked. I might even be able to exist in a peaceful marriage with a wonderful man who is more like a best friend than a husband. If it wasn't for those goddamn happy couples I know. And I'm not talking about the ones you see on the street slobbering all over each other. Who knows what they're like behind closed doors? I'm talking about my friends who I know quite well, who manage to juggle work, careers, intimacy, even kids, and still manage to have sexy, loving relationships. I could easily settle for less if I happened to be the type of person who, upon seeing these couples, just thought, what's the big deal about that? But I'm not that person. I'm the type of person who looks at them and says, damn, that's what I want. It's really a bitch. That means I have to be the type of girl who's going to ask the guys the mortifying questions, and worse, who might break up with a really great guy if he just doesn't want to have sex with me enough, or at all. But all I can say is that I suffer from the affliction of believing I can have a wonderful man love me and be wildly attracted to me. I also believe that when that wanes, as it naturally will, we can both make it a priority to try to stay wildly attracted to each other. If you suffer from that affliction as well, you better pull the pillow out from under Mr. Sleepover and take away his cookies and milk. We deserve more than a slumber party.
This is What It Should Look Like, by Greg.
Don't ask me how I know, because I don't want to tell you. But I can assure you that my parents, who are in their 70s, after children, illness, aging, stressful jobs, and daily annoyances, read life, are still having sex. If my parents can do it, so can you and your boyfriend.
Greg, I Get It, by Dory, age 32.
I was dating a guy I met on a job. We had to spend a lot of time together, and it was really romantic getting to know him and working with him. After the job ended, we'd still get together to go on dates and kiss goodnight. This went on for 2 months. He would never take it any farther. But in the meantime, I met his family, went to big functions with him, made plans with him. It was like we were seriously dating, but without the sex. I knew he hadn't been in a relationship for a long time, so I thought he was just taking it slow. But then I realized, Greg, after the 3rd month, that he was getting to feel intimate with me without actually being intimate with me. I got up the nerve to ask him if this was how it was going to continue, and he started blubbering and stammering about relationships and how scary they are and whatever. I got out of there and fast, because I realized, no matter how nice he was to me and how intimate we were pretending to be, he was just not that into me, and I wanted more.
If you don't believe Greg.
20 out of the 20 men polled said, without hesitation, well, it was all done by email, but they all seemed really sure about it, that they have never been really into a woman who they didn't want to have sex with. One man wrote in, what? Excuse me? And the point is?
What you should have learned in this chapter.
People tell you who they are all the time. When a man says he can't be monogamous, you should believe him.
Companionship is wonderful, but companionship with sex is even better. Call a spade, or, more fittingly, a friend, and go find yourself a friend that can't keep his hands off you.
Your lost self-esteem may take longer to find than a new boyfriend, so prioritize accordingly.
If you're tempted to spend countless nights just cuddling with someone, buy a puppy.
There is someone out there that does want to have sex with you, hot stuff.
Our super good, really helpful exercise.
Imagine in your mind's eye a big flag. Now, imagine coloring it in with a big red crayon. Now you have a big red flag. Good, because that's what a man not wanting to have sex